So what we have is a family shield template.
Ta-da! Which looks going to look like this. My children are starting to hand it out. There's one per family. There's an instruction sheet and there's a sheet. It's not in your folders because they decided to have them separate so that it makes it easier for you to draw on.
Okay. Now, a couple of things to note. Rules of engagement. It is not a competition with other families. So if your people look like stick figures trying to do service and mowing the lawn and it doesn't represent that at all to anyone else, that actually doesn't matter. Because the only people that need to interpret your family shield is your family. So important note, do not look at the branches because they will theirs will be perfect. They have such artistic children. Okay. So have you all just making sure they've all got a sheet? So there are two parts, a template and some instructions.
Can you hold that one up while I talk? Okay. I'm looking at the instruction sheet here. Basically what I'm going to do is just basically go through what the activity is. And it means input from mum, dad and kids at this point. First of all, across the top, in this one here, you can just write your family name. So we would write Bonga's family.
That should not be too hard for most families here. Step one.
It says step two, draw or symbolise each family member here. So basically you can just write your initials, you can be creative and draw, I don't know if one of your girls likes doing handstands or cartwheels all day, you might draw her on her hands.
You could think of the stickers on the back of cars, like our family stickers.
So that basically is just showing you each member of the family. Number three is draw or symbolise parents' occupations, training, major interests, can include adult children if you wish. Four is symbolise your cultural heritage. This can be done in the country of your birth ancestors. Now, you can do it this way, but I'll give you another little hint at the end of this. Number five is symbolise other people that are significant to your family, grandparents, church family. Number six is draw or symbolise one or more activities that your family enjoys. So you might even have a discussion about what that looks like. Do you like playing board games? Do you like going for picnics?
Sandpits.
Do you like whatever? Number seven is discuss your family code of conduct, what values that govern your behaviour. Number eight, discuss your heart desires for your family, short or long term. And nine, in about four or five words, think of a family motto and write it at the bottom. So that's the nine different elements. Some of them are very simple, some of them are a little bit more complex.
You will notice, not to set a standard, you'll notice the one that some of our children whipped up on the way here. Is the one on the corner?
It can be just as simple as if you really need to, just writing words or drawing a picture. If you wanted, you want your family to be a loving, knowing there's a loving family, you just draw a love heart, just a simple love heart. That's all it needs to be. Now, as far as the two areas that I want you to look and think of the most is the code of conduct. Someone's actually just given us this little sheet here, which we can actually even pass around so when people can take the time.
The persons will put up on the website and email out after this.
It's things like, we as a family love and obey the Lord Jesus Christ. We read the Bible and pray to God every day. We honour and obey our parents. Concerning relationships, we love one another. We serve one another. We encourage one another. Concerning possessions, we are thankful to God for what we have. We are content with what we have. I'm not reading all of them out here. Concerning work, we are diligent to complete a task required. So if your parents give you a little job to do, you need to be diligent in completing that task. Is that what the sort of family you want to be known as? Attitudes. We choose to be joyful. We want to be peacemakers. We choose to be patient with one another. And choices. So they're the sort of things that we're looking at for you guys to start thinking about as a family as to what is going to be your code of conduct for your family. The other area that we're wanting to look at is, and that's in the number eight, discuss your heart's desires short, long term. It's going to look more like some of these characters from this character sheet. We talked about attentiveness earlier. We can talk
there's
about
only
compassion.
49 of them.
Yeah, there's 49 of them. I'll just quickly run through them just to give you some juices to start thinking in your brain. Is your family alert? Is your family alert? Are you going to be showing attentiveness, availability, benevolence, boldness, cautiousness, compassion, contentment, creative, decisiveness, deference, dependability, determination, diligence, discernment, discretion, endurance, enthusiasm, faith, flexible, forgiving, generosity, gentleness, gratefulness, honor, hospitality, humility, initiative, joyful, justice, loyal, meek, obedient, orderly, patient, persuasive, punctual, resourceful, responsible, security, self-control, sensitive, sincere, thorough, thrifty, tolerant, truthful, show virtue and wisdom. So that's a lot of characters there that you can choose. Maybe just three or four that you as a family wish to have be known as part of your family identity.
Now,
you can actually choose to, if you really can't think of a lot of these other ones like the cultural heritage one or other areas, you can actually choose to have, if you want to make it different, you can. This is another way of doing the shield. You can actually choose seven character traits that you wish your family to be, and you can think of a little picture that represents. So for some of your younger children, if you're going to show thankfulness, it might be, I'm just trying to think of it, it might be a thank you card. You might just draw a thank you card to show that that's something that the child is going to be able to recognise as being thankful.
Now, we are not expecting in 55 minutes or 54 minutes, depending how long we talk, for you to finish this. We anticipate that some of you after 50 minutes will file this in the back of the book and never take it back out. That's how we did our first one. And I think we still have some stick figures tucked on a bit of paper scribbled in one of the notes from a camp. But what we did do is that it was a bit of a journey, and what it is right now, you're not setting it in stone, you're not making a commitment to your family that this will be your family shield forever. Right? So treat that, this is a bit of a fun activity where you can sit around the table, have a bit of a chat, and you might actually decide, you know what, we might do one character trait we want to draw today and describe that two or three different ways, depending on how many kids in your family. Or you might just, okay, well, let's work on a family motto. Go anywhere, anytime, and sleep in anyone's floor. Maybe your family motto. Who knows? So don't get hung up on the fact that you make a mistake. We're not going to give you rubbers, I don't think, because we didn't include them in the box. Sketch it out. Get really creative and detailed if you want to. Have some fun with it in terms of where you're at. And have a bash at trying to describe in a way that your children can describe back to you what you're aiming your family identity to look like. Now, some things are difficult to draw. Don't choose those ones first up. That'd be my tip. Okay.
The other thing you can be doing in this time, if you feel that you've actually drawn it and filled in all the details really, really quickly, and then you've chosen a self-controlled family, you might like to have a discussion with your children just now about what self-control looks like, and that's one of the little things I missed earlier about folding the hands, okay? You might have a discussion if that's something new to them, folding your hands. You might have a discussion with them about what it's going to look like. What does it actually look like to be a compassionate family? What does it look like to be a loyal family? So you have, from about now, you've got about 3/4 of an hour to spend some time thinking about what it looks like, some simple concepts, how to explain it to your children. We might wander around.
Yeah, ask Alicia all the hard questions.
And just to oversee and to help people get going if they need a bit of help with that. But we'll leave this up on the screen and we'll put the other one up on that side. And there's pens and texters and stuff here, and we'll pop my, I don't know.
We'll leave one tin. There's some tables outside.
Sort of go outside to the tables if you want, or just sit on the floor around somewhere, or just put your chairs around in a circle. Just do what you'd like to seem more comfortable to do this. But we'll come around and help.
Oh, Anne.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. And like I said, do not make this a time where you will then need to flow down the discipline flow chart. This is meant to be a fun activity. Don't get too stressed if you don't end up with a perfect shield by the end of this process. But like I said, it's part of trying to plan what you want your family to look like. All right, that's it from us. Don't hang around the coffee machine unless you want advice from me. Ready, set, go!